Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Their last breath was taken, but the mystery remains. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, his day in court is coming up very, very soon. And some of those final arguments in pretrial hearings being heard or just basically denied, which is kind of par for the course with Judge Gull. One of those motions that has been put out there is he wants, or the defense of Richard Allen wants to take the jury to the scene of the crime, take him to the railroad track, take him down the hill, show him where this all took place, much like the field trip that we saw in the Murdaugh case where they took them out to the kennels. Not super common that this happens, but in more high-profile cases, we do see it. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me to discuss this. As of our recording, we have not heard back from Judge Gull if she's approving this. I'm going to guess a no if we're going for a pattern of behavior. But let's talk about this a little bit. How does it benefit someone to go to a crime scene years after the crime actually took place? We're talking in an area where you have erosion, things have changed. It's not going to look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Is that beneficial to a jury, or is it does it not beneficial because it paints maybe an inaccurate picture as to the way things were all those years ago?
You know, I've been trying to wrap my head around it, and it's hard for me to see how it would do harm. Mm-hmm. And if it helps the jury understand the story that's being laid out, both sides are going to have a story. And if it brings some kind of awareness or insight, it seems like it would be beneficial to me. Mm-hmm. Even if things have changed, you can always explain the changes. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time coming up with why not to grant that request.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. You think in other places in life of how being there puts things into a perspective. It's like mm-hmm. like home shopping. You know, you can look mm-hmm. online all you want. You can even do virtual tours now. And if you have a headset, you can literally do quite an amazing virtual tour. But even so, you walk away from that and you actually go into the house. It's a very different experience. And yeah. There's many more senses coming at you other than just visual. You're seeing, you're hearing, you're smelling. I guess if you want to take a big old handful of leaves, you can have a handful of leaves and taste the delicious oakiness of the leaves. But you're there, and it really, yeah. it puts you there because you are there more than just hearing a narrative story. Now, that, of course, can combine with our own imaginations and our own preconceived notions and such as well to, I guess, either help us understand the story better, but I could also see it maybe exacerbating or exaggerating a story depending on how the individual is receiving it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a precedence has been set in so many other cases. Certainly, as you said, it's not done all the time, mm-hmm. but it is done often in high profile cases. And this case in particular, with the sense that there's been a lack of transparency or a hidden agenda, you know, a lot of allegations, I think the more transparency, the better.
The reason right now, the prosecution saying we don't like this idea, they are opposing it, citing safety concerns. And the fact that the location has changed significantly since the 2017 killings. The court, like I said, has yet to rule on the motion. Seems like a pretty vanilla reason. It's a safety issue. Like, people go hiking right. here all the time. Right. You know, just don't be an idiot about it. Maybe you don't have to climb the hill, but you can get there. Mm-hmm. Why would the prosecution not want a jury to go visit this location?
Well, everybody wants what they think is going to benefit their case. And I don't know enough about what their case is mm-hmm. to be able to make sense of why they would see this as a problem, unless they just think keeping the jury more ignorant is going to help them in some way.
Which may be the case, because there's a lot of things in this that certainly the jury is going to be ignorant on. Any of the arguments of the Odinism, not going to be in this trial. any evidence of other possible suspects that were ignored or just never followed up on, or the evidence was blatantly erased in this case, not going to be presented to that jury. There's a lot of things the jury's going to already, they've already crafted a very narrow sphere for this jury to be living in, almost like the second Menendez brothers case, where key pieces of the trial were never heard. Certainly, it's going to lead to appellate issues down the road. I guess, why? I know you want to win if you're the prosecutor. That's your job. But you're going to win, and it's going to be retried. Is it just in something like this because we just keep seeing the prosecution digging in? And I know Richard Allen might be guilty. Who knows? But that's the goal. We want to find the actual answers. And when we get roadblocks on things that really, truly help us see the bigger picture, why is that a good thing? Why does the prosecution not just want to lay all of that out there rather than almost have certain guarantee that this is going to be tried again?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense logically, but, you know, it just seems like when I was young, I thought court was about getting to the truth and it was about justice. And what we see over time as we grow up watching trials, no, it's about winning. And prosecutors want to win, defense attorneys want to win. And I think sometimes the truth, it gets very hard to feel like we really ever got to it. And I'm always in favor. I lean more towards let in every bit of relevant information because we want to feel like we did the right thing and that the jury did the right thing because they had all the relevant info.
Yeah, and without a doubt. But yeah, you're right. That notion of, it's about the truth. It's about who can tell a better story and convince the jury at the end of the day. Yeah. You got a good storyteller? Great. You could have the same trial and have a really bad storyteller and you're going to lose.
Completely.
And that seems to be what we're dealing with here. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.